Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN, when we talk about what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea Ferrier in with us each week to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thank you so much. This is one of my favorite parts of the week, by the way, so thanks for having me here.
That's good. We like that. And we hope it's everyone else's favorite part of the week to find out what's going on at the shelter, too. And it might be a good week for you if you stop on down and get yourself hooked up with an animal. Got a lot of options still going on in the cat department, and there is one dog currently available also.
That's right. I guess we'll talk about the dog first. Chowder, as we have named him, is a yellow lab mix. He's so maybe 3.5, 4 years old, something like that. So he's full grown, but still got a lot of life and energy left in him. He's current on all of his shots, and he's a real sweetheart, laid back, not a real barker. Appears to be pretty smart. You know, we never know too much about these animals, but I'd say Chowder's a real winner if you're looking for a dog to join your family. So if that's you, come on down. I will say we've had some donations lately. So if you come and adopt an animal, we have a box of toys and goodies and little doggy sweaters, those kinds of things that have been donated. So if people come and adopt an animal, they can pick something out to help make that transition even more fun, too. So
that's great.
Yeah. So we hope somebody comes and gives Chowder a home, and then we hope somebody comes and gives these 13 cats a good home, too. We actually have 11 kittens right now that are looking for their forever homes. So that's kind of a big number, but this community has rallied around the shelter in the past, and I have full confidence that will happen again. The kittens, depending on what color you're looking for, I'm pretty sure we've got it. You know, we have orange tiger stripes, black and white. We got a dark tiger stripes, some gray tiger stripes. We've got them in the kitten department, and they're fluff balls and adorable and sweet and, you know, irresistible. So please come adopt these kittens. And while you're there, if perhaps somebody's looking for an adult cat or thinks, you know, I'd really like to rescue a cat that maybe has a lesser chance of being adopted, we've got two tiger striped females. We've got mamas here. And they make wonderful, loving pets, you know. So don't think that you have to start with a kitten if perhaps you want one that's already a little more tame and calm and, you know, things like that. You can certainly have adult cats to choose from also. So we've got a lot in the cat department right now.
All right. And, yeah, you never know what's going to fit somebody's personality. So may work out for you on the kitten side, or you may be looking for an adult cat. So some options right now at the shelter. And something that we've also touched on here this month in our programs and talked about a little bit, it's Puppy Mill Awareness Month. And it's actually the state of Iowa is one of those places where a lot of that goes on. And you've got some information that folks can find out more if they're interested in knowing more.
Yeah, we encourage you, if you're interested in finding out more about puppy mills, you know, you can always go online and find out more information. One of the great places to go is a program called Bailing Out Benji. But even closer to home, from looking in different states, you can come right on down to the shelter, because we have a really informative display up in the office right now that shows, you know, the dimensions of the cages and a map of the county, and shows where the licensed puppy mills are, shows what life is like for a puppy mill animal. So if you're considering adoption of a puppy, we'd encourage you to come down and check this out, just to know what the reality of puppy mill dogs is like, so we can encourage people to make choices that are better for the animals and adopt from a shelter instead.
So maybe another reason that would encourage you to come on down to the shelter and then adopt an animal there rather than going a different route. So
absolutely. They're cheaper, they're healthier, they're very, very loyal, and you're not going to be putting animals' lives in discomfort and danger by choosing to continue to support puppy mills.
All right. And so if folks want to come down to the shelter and see that information and, of course, see the animals that are currently available, where do they need to go?
The shelter is located on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town, right there with the wastewater treatment plant.
And it's a convenient afternoon time frame for folks to stop by.
We sure hope so. Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30, and then on Saturdays from 8 to noon.
And also, if folks have questions, they can always call the shelter, 243-2287. Of course, if it's outside of hours, they'll get back to you if you leave a message. And you can find out information online also.
Yep, petfinder.com, and you type in Atlantic zip code. Or for those of you on Facebook, join our conversation. We are found at Atlantic Animal Shelter.
All right, so lots of great resources for information and lots of great animals currently up for adoption at the shelter. And Andrea, we thank you for taking the time to let us know what's going on.
Thanks so much. And when you come to the shelter, make sure you tell the people you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.